I'm a public radio reporter, work for NPR, and I am married to a guy named Ira. And I know what you're thinking. You're married to Ira Flato of Science Friday? No, actually, I've never met that guy. Wait, so you're married to Ira Glass from This American Life? The man who revolutionized radio storytelling and made those dark, thick-rimmed nerd glasses oh so fashionable? No, he's not my husband either. I'm married to Ira Gordon, the veterinary oncologist. But 5 years ago, before I worked for NPR, when I was a little sprout, I went to this conference where Ira Glass, he came to the conference. He was at the conference. And this is by far the coolest conference in all of public radio. It's a place to trade ideas, and it's a place where it's possible to meet Ira Glass. And that's why there are always these mobs of swooning Ira groupies that show up every year with their horn-rimmed glasses that run around talking about their favorite stories. So they have this thing called the Audio Doctor, where you can sign up to possibly get to play one of your stories for a public radio big shot. And I was lucky enough to draw Ira Glass. I was going to get 20 minutes alone in a hotel room with a different Ira. I was going to play one of my stories for him. It was about my dad and the Vietnam War. And I was just sure it had real This American Life potential. I knew Ira Glass was going to like it. So when it was time for my audio doctor session, I go into the hotel room, and I'm trying to keep it cool, but I have insane butterflies in my stomach. And there he is. He's sitting next to a CD player. And he's got those thick glasses on, just like I expected. And he puts my CD in the CD player, and he starts listening intently. And he's taking notes, like he's writing down every single word in the story. And I think, oh my gosh, he really likes it. And I start imagining my future as a This American Life regular. You know, once I'm on the inner circle, no one will mistake me for an Ira Glass groupie. I'll, you know, have coffee with David Sedaris and Sarah Vowell, and I'll start talking like everyone on the show, you know, like a little down and a little nasal, but I will wear it so well. So the story ends, and he looks down at his notes, and he's like, I like to take a lot of notes. It helps me concentrate, helps me listen. Okay. So this story, it doesn't have much of a narrative arc. Where's the surprise? Where's the payoff? And then there's a knock at the door. It's been 12 minutes. And Ira Glass gets up and says, all right, well, I guess we're done here. Where is the Ira Glass genius? Where's the advice, the constructive criticism? What the hell were you writing down? Which is why they say never meet your idols. So a few weeks later, I'm shopping on this website called neighborhoodies.com, where you can get custom t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies and other stuff. And I decide to get a sweatshirt, a hoodie, that says, I heart public radio, because I'm a complete and total hopeless nerd. And when I'm checking out, a little box pops up, and it says, for just $10, you can get these adorable pink boy short underwear. And I'm thinking, you know, Ira, my husband and I, Ira Gordon and I, we're going to Vegas soon. And I suddenly picture myself dancing on a table, knocking over full bottles of Grey Goose. My skirt flies up just a little bit to reveal these adorable pink boy short underwear that say, I heart Ira, right there on the ass. And everybody will laugh. And I will fall into my Ira's arms, and it will be glorious. So, of course, I bought the underwear. They were $10. A few weeks later, the package shows up. The sweatshirt, the hoodie, it's perfect. The underwear, they're just as I imagined. I heart Ira right on the ass in big, bold, white print. And then I turn them over. And there's this line drawing of a man. He's wearing a shirt and a tie and these really thick glasses. Ira Glass's face is in the crotch of my underwear. The special underwear that I got to surprise my husband. He's there grinning slyly, as if to say, these underwear don't have much of a narrative arc. That crotch of yours, where's the payoff?